Okay. This is maybe going to be episode 5 of What's Been Better. I don't have any jazzy intro for y'all today. Just going through some shit, so this might be a little raw. If you know us, you know we cuss. If you don't, you're going to have to get used to it today. That's just where we are. You see my face is already a little teary. But hey, y'all. Real life. Yeah. Real stuff happens.
It's gonna happen like that sometimes because this is life. We're not even gonna talk about what's been better, right? Because we're just in a space, and and sometimes, as we all know, life just comes at you, and we don't have no rhyme or reason for it.
No.
We can just be in a funk. We don't know where the shit came from.
And
we don't even know what to do about it, right? So today we're just going to talk.
Yeah, like, I just got nothing today. Like, if you would have asked me what's been better, I would have just said that I'm just here, which is a lot. Which,
it is.
I'm not in a space like I was a year ago. I'm not in a space of, like, self-harm. I'm just in a space of, like, I am extremely fucking sad. And I don't know what I'm sad about, and it makes me guilty to not have a rhyme or a reason. It makes me feel guilty to not have like an explanation, but it's just like something, it's a monkey on my back.
Okay. So let's break it down, right? Because whenever there's sadness or a low vibrational feeling that we don't want, what I hope we take away today is that it doesn't have to stay there, right?
Yeah.
We can't jump up to exhilarated and ecstatic and, you know, full of joy, but we can stair step that bitch, right? And so what I would like to start by asking is, when did you first notice that you were feeling like this?
About a week ago. So the week leading up to my birthday, I just started feeling like, I don't know what, honestly, like, not like, this is what I'm saying. Like, this is all different for me because it's, there's no reason. I just started feeling like sad. Like, I don't know. It was complex because I was grateful that I was like getting to another year and putting last year down.
Right.
But I was also sad because I was like, I don't know if I'm necessarily where I want to be. But then I'm like, I don't know if I care about that because there's like options to do whatever. But I was just miserable.
Okay. And what was your thinking, though? Because our thinking mind is always thinking, right? And and there are things that just shoot through.
Yeah.
And it might not be something that we want to think. It could be triggers of some sort.
Yeah.
So what were some of the thoughts that were coming through?
I was thinking about last year and everything that was going on, because we're literally landing on an exact year of the whole fucked up situation that I was in before. You know, I think today is the 27th. I think at this point I'm writing the article and getting all that together and moving on to the next company. And so I'm like in the precursors of being ghosted now. So it was like, I was kind of thinking, you know, about all of that. So last week when it started, when I started feeling like this, is because I was landing on these are the exact days and exact moments of what those things were. And I was like, I felt like I was gaslighting myself into like being right back there. So I was kind of like trying not to think of that stuff, which was making me think of that stuff, which was making me more, I guess, resentful of the people in the situation. And then I'll tell you another thing that happened. Everything that happened when the people were protesting the Atlanta police was happening.
Okay.
That's another thing that I was covering at the time.
Okay.
So I was like, watching all of that happen, watching mm-hmm. people get arrested, watching people talk about it, watching it like reach national news and stuff. And I was like grateful in a way that I wasn't involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also kind of like, damn, I could be covering that right now. I could be back in that right now. And then I was like, no, it's good that you're not in that mm-hmm. because who the fuck knows where we would be.
Right.
So it was like, right. just is a real complex situation of like really high gratefulness and really low sadness.
Right. And so the gratefulness sounds like it didn't outweigh the sadness.
No.
Okay.
No. Mm-mm. And then the next day, so that was last Thursday, it's Friday now. The Saturday was like, you know, kind of I thought would be like a party and gathering people and people started, you know, having their own shit to do and not showing up. And so, of course, that started making me feel a type of way of what the fuck. And not, but then I was like, again, complex. I'm mad about that, sad about that, about people not showing up. But then I'm grateful for the people that did show up. So it was like, here we go again. But the balance beam was not balanced.
Right. Right.
And so it's like, there now here comes the guilt of, well, why can't you just be grateful for the people that did show up? Well, I am. Why can't you be more grateful?
Okay. And what did you come up with after that?
Just more sadness.
I hear you. So you didn't have a comeback. Right.
No. Okay. It's just a circle at this point.
Okay. And so that kept lingering, sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All of this is like a lot of lingering, a lot of ruminating.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's not keeping me up because I can feel myself going to sleep. It's
okay.
This is another like complex thing. Like it's not like before where it's like, I'm just staying up 24 hours. It's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I'm not resting, I guess. Like okay. I'm going to sleep, but it's not restful.
Okay.
Like my brain is not powering down.
Right. Okay. So when you got up this morning, what was on your mind?
Not wanting to record. Being like, you committed to this, you got to do it. Mm-hmm. And the other part of me is like, don't you get your ass on there crying. Like, there's nothing mm-hmm. for you to cry about. Like, why are you sad?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a whole bunch of guilt of like, you're just being weird right now. Stop crying.
You're right. And so while it could be that somebody hears this and says, girl, ain't nothing to be sad about.
Legit. Like, and that's going to piss me off because it's like, exactly. Those people are right. Not
well,
me.
I don't know that they are right. That's why I'm saying we can't go from here to here. We can't jump right. from sadness to gladness. And I'm not going to dismiss how you feel. So when someone says you don't have to be blah, 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 well, I don't have to be a lot of daggone things.
You're right.
I just happen to be sad in this moment, right? And so our feelings are by choice.
Yeah.
By choice, by moment, by choice, by moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I would say, though, is if sadness was zero and gladness or joy was 10,
mm-hmm.
where are you on that scale?
To be honest with you, 2.
Okay.
But if I gave myself a little bit more, like, thought process, probably mm-hmm. a 3.
Okay.
Probably a 3.
How?
Because I'm still functioning. I'm not sitting on the couch.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is not last year. Like, mm-hmm. I have to preface that enough times. It's like, I'm not a zombie. You
right.
know? Like, last year, this time, it was bad. Like, that's why I'm also, like, prefacing, like, I'm not trying to harm myself.
And that's awesome.
Like before...
Right.
I was trying to tap out.
Okay, so tell me what difference that's making right now that it's not like that.
It's okay, but it's like, but what is the problem then?
Well, we'll get to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's sometimes, and the reason why I'm even saying this, and I'm glad that we're actually having this conversation today,
mm-hmm.
Because everything is for somebody. Yeah. It's for us. It's for somebody that's going through this. There's somebody who knows somebody who's going through this.
Yeah.
And can have a conversation with them so that, one, there's hope still there. Because hope is always lingering. Like, hope was between 2 and 3, right? Yeah. Hope is you are not where you were last year.
No.
Hope is always around, right? And so while it's good that you're not where you were last year, I'm going to even say, you said you're about 3, right?
Yeah.
Where were you last week?
Probably like a 6 or a 7.
Okay, so
I still was like functioning. I was like putting stuff off, but I was still like, okay, I at least got to do whatever. Like, I kind of had a mental checklist going.
Mm-hmm.
This week it was like, okay, you got to do those things, and I'd be like, yeah, all right, whatever, I'm not doing that shit. You know, like,
okay,
even planting. Like, I only went to the greenhouse like twice this whole week. That ain't like me. I would have gone every day.
Right.
You know, I'm doing stuff, but it's stuff that's like, that was on my list 2 weeks ago.
Right. You
know? Like, I flipped my compost yesterday. Mm-hmm. I should have flipped that shit like as soon as the frost was over. I should have flipped that.
You know what I'm saying?
So I'm like,
I hear you.
I'm doing stuff, but it's just like, by the time I'm getting around to it, it's so last minute. It's so frazzled. It's so like that. That's what I was trying to say. It's like, stuff seems half done to me. To somebody else, they'd be like, damn, like, you know, go ahead. But we got to remember, like, I'm going to do the most. So operating at this level is like way below my standard.
I get it. And so imagine that you didn't judge yourself, right? Imagine that today was your best and we're not basing it on what you normally do. Yeah. Right. Cause imagine you were sick as a fucking dog, right? Like,
yeah,
you couldn't get out there and turn it and do the things that you would normally do.
But that to me would make more sense than this. Like, that has reasoning behind it.
This does too. And that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It has reasoning too. You just don't know what the reasoning is. But your body knows.
Okay.
Your body, in fact, our bodies keeps the score, period. Like,
yeah.
When feelings come in, they could come into, like, we could feel it in our head, or sometimes we could feel it in our gut. We can feel it in our back. Like, wherever that stress comes in, like, for us, it's in different places, you know? Yeah. So I can tell that. Right. So where is it coming in for you?
Oh,
where do you feel your sadness?
My skin has started to freak out again. So like, everything that had been clearing up and that I thought was like on the mend and all my spots were going away, like all of them are inflamed and all of them feel bad. And everything just looks crazy. Mm. And it feels like it's spreading everywhere now and new spots. And
Well, your body is super sensitive and it's feeling it. And it's really trying to process the sadness and really deal with it, right? And so that's why I'm saying your body knows.
Yeah.
And your body's trying to explain it for you, right? Even though you might not really get what it truly is.
Yeah.
I think more than what it is and trying to explain what it is, is trying to explain or decide where you desire to be, you know, and giving yourself some compassion right now because your body needs you.
Yeah.
It needs a lot of love, right? And so the love that you could probably imagine feeling from other places, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that it's inside.
All right. It's, I think the other thing is like, I've been trying to figure out like what level of help do I need also, because this is so different that I don't know where else this is going to go.
Mm.
So I'm like afraid for it to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, for as long as I've been like, no, I'm not going to do medication. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I started like thinking about all that stuff this week because I was like, this is bad.
I hear you.
This ain't it.
Right. And I'm curious to know, though, how much inner support you gave yourself instead of feeling like you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that. And when the guilt started to come, I'm curious to know how much encouragement you gave yourself, how much compassion you gave yourself.
I don't feel like enough.
Okay.
I don't feel like enough because, well, I can't say that. I'll say I gave myself some because, like I said, I was able to still, like, do stuff, not just sit on the couch, put clothes on, go to run whatever errands I needed to run. You know, those kinds of things. Like, I wouldn't have left the house last year.
Okay.
Like,
look at that.
I shit you not. I would not have gone to any store, to anything. Right. I wouldn't have put clothes on. I wouldn't have done anything. So,
well, what was different then? How did you do it this year as opposed to not doing it last year?
I didn't have, there was no causation. There was no reason for this. So I guess that's why I was able to, like, kind of gaslight myself into being like, you're fine. Nothing's wrong with you. Or stop acting like that. Or you don't have a reason to be sad, or, you know, whatever. So yeah.
Well, the thing about that, though, is you, even though there was no causation, right? And then you're gaslighting yourself, something good still came out of this, you know?
What you mean?
And so it's like last year you said you wouldn't have done it. You wouldn't have gone anywhere.
No, I mean, you saw me last year. Like, this show exists because of everything that happened in those 8 to 12 days. This whole entire, all of this exists because there was outside forces to go, okay, this, and this, you know, just to kind of woodpecker me to the forehead last year. So it made sense of, like, it was other people doing whatever, and I was reacting, responding to that.
I hear you.
Or other people's gaslighting, other people's whatever. So it was that made more sense as to, like, why I was so low. But, like, this is, I guess where the struggle is in all of this also is because it's so prolonged.
It's so just prolonged, like, a week, are you saying? Or,
I mean, we're going on 2 weeks now. Going on 2 weeks. So I guess I'm trying to figure out, like, number one, what's the source so I could turn that shit off? And number two, how do I lock that away so I don't get back down here?
Right. Well, it's not locking it away. Okay. Right. It is, again, we talk about compassion. It's like, what if your best friend was going through this? Or Drew, what if he was going through this? What would you do for him?
See, here's the gaslight, though. I would tell myself, like, this would never happen. This would never happen to him. So it's not even a possible situation for me to be like, how would I respond in it? Because it's not an example that is, like, even possible in my sphere. Like, I
get it.
So I had to find somebody else, and I'm like, no, because I'm surrounded by a bunch of people who, if they were going through this, this is not some shit I would ever see them go through, because they would never respond in this. So there's the like re-up of the gaslight is like, only I feel like this. Only I have no reasoning for being sad. Only I get to, like, live this life and still I'm not grateful enough for it.
Right. Okay. So when you talk about you feeling like this, right? You have a friend, Tori, right? We talk about Tori sometimes. Feels just like you feel, right? So imagine that she felt like this and you knew it. Y'all was just hanging out for the whole week. What would you say to her? The exact same thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd just listen until we could both figure out, like, what to do next. Because okay. It just doesn't feel like there's an answer for this. It just doesn't.
And I understand, right?
Yeah.
And we have to, if we could, imagine that there is an answer. And if not the answer for what you're dealing with, an answer for how you want to feel, like what you can do to feel just a little bit better, because that's all we have. It's just a little bit better. It's like somehow I found myself in this damn hole.
Yeah.
I don't know how I slipped in this hole.
Not at all.
I don't know what happened. I turned around and damn it, like, I'm in a hole.
Like, right? When the fuck did we walk over here to get right. That's exactly it. I don't even remember walking anywhere to fall off in this hole.
Right.
I just was in this hole one day.
Right. And who starts to say how the fuck we get here? Right. Like we can talk about that later.
Right.
What we need to do is get the fuck up out the hole.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, because standing in the hole and going, how do we get, it ain't gonna get us out the hole. Like,
no, it's not. No, it's not. And so we think about the next step. Right. And that's the thing. And imagine feeling a little bit better gets us out the hole. It's like it creates a staircase. Every thought creates another step.
Right.
And that is the thing. And so when we look at, that's why I'm comparing this year to last year, you know, and even there's no rhyme or reason for it, we can still use the steps that we used last year, this year, to get out.
Yeah.
Right. Because you have the knowledge, you have the tools.
Right.
Right.
I probably have more.
Yeah.
Definitely more than I had, you know. I guess to, in thinking about last year to this year, is I talk to people. I interacted with people. Like, I was in the store yesterday looking for seeds and just looking for things. And it took me all the way to fucking Douglasville yesterday. I couldn't even believe I had to go that far. But even just running into people in the store, like, I wasn't seeking out to talk to anybody. Trust me, I had my head down, just kind of trying to get it done. And so I was standing on the aisle and I was like so excited because I've been looking for onion sets.
Right.
They're like little, not seeds. They're like the little baby onions that you plant. It's like it's like you skip three steps basically when you're planting onions.
Okay.
So I didn't want to start onions for seed. I've been saying I didn't want to do that. So I've been calling where I usually get my seeds from and asking, and they only have one kind. And so it's been like a 2-week thing, same 2 weeks. And I'm like, man, this is going to suck. I'm not going to have any onions. The onions aren't going to be ready by summer. Like, this is just, you know, nothing was working. So yesterday when I got to the store and they had some, I was like, okay, like, this is good, you know, whatever. So they had all three, you know, red, yellow, and white. So I was like, okay, I can get these, you know. So I'm standing there and I'm reading and another lady walks up and she had a Tractor Supply outfit on, but she was like, must have been on her break. So she was looking at the seeds and she was like, you know, oh, do you plant stuff? And I was like, yeah.
Right.
If it's anything I do, I plant stuff.
Right.
So she was, you know, going on and on about she planted some seedlings and they didn't freeze during the frost. So she was like, I don't know if they're like bad or fake or what. And I was like, yeah, that's a bit different. You know, you got to be careful about where you buy stuff from. And, you know, so we were just standing there talking and, she was like, you know, do you know blah, blah, blah? And I said, well, yeah, because I've grown that before. And so she was like, well, what all do you grow? And I said, you know, I started with 4 pots. And now I have a 12 to 15 foot by 30 foot garden with a greenhouse. And so her eyes were like as big as saucers at that point. She was like, what? Another black lady, though, older black lady. So she was like, huh? And I was like, yeah, you know, whatever, whatever. And so, and she's like, well, where do you buy your seeds? And so I told her, you know, if it's something that I need quick, I go to particular stores. And I said, but if I have a choice, there's a Black woman that I found on TikTok that I buy my seeds from. Shout out to Sherry, the okra lady. She is a lifesaver and she's great at what she does. So I was telling her that, you know, tell her, look her up or whatever. And then I asked her for what I really came to the store to get.
Right.
And so she's like, oh, I'll take you over there or whatever. She's like, so what do you need this for? Because I needed alfalfa pellets, really wild. My compost is cold, it's damn near frozen. There's no grass because nobody's cutting their grass. There's no green leaves. There's nothing green full of nitrogen to put in the compost. So something like alfalfa pellets apparently will jumpstart your compost.
Whoa.
So I'm explaining this to the lady. I'm also explaining to her that I talked to the compost fairy, and the compost fairy was kind of giving me some tips. So she was writing down that name. And so then she was like, well, do you do whatever? I said, hold on, let me tell you something. Black girl with tools. So she was like, well, who is this? I said, that's me. So she was like, okay, I'm gonna look you up, whatever. So she was just like excited or whatever. Cut to, I get the alfalfa pellets. I had to go back to the side where the seeds were. She's over there again. But now she's talking to a dude. That dude is her husband. Her husband was coming to pick her up.
Wow.
So her
Oh,
husband, she points to her husband and she's like, this is my husband. Yeah, we got to follow her and whatever. So it made me feel a little bit better, but I was
wow.
cracking up. I'm like, yeah, if this was last year, I would not even be in this store.
Look at you.
I would not be
And
talking to this lady. You know?
tell me this. In the past 2.5 minutes that we've talked about you going to Douglasville, meeting this lady, how are you feeling right now? If we scale it.
Like my purpose is bigger than my sadness.
Yes. But as you talked about it, you lit up. Do you get what I'm saying? You talked about something you like, you love. And the fact that you helped somebody and you said her eyes got as big as sausage, you lit up too. You get what I'm saying? And as we start to speak about the things that we love, it shifts us.
Yeah, but now, like you see me crying now is like a release of this is the guilt now.
The guilt
now I
of.
feel now I'm feeling guilty because like what the fuck are you sad about?
Well, so imagine again. So the guilt will come until you practice letting that guilt go, right? And allowing, just allow yourself to feel whatever it feels, because it's like this. It comes and goes. It's like you're having some waves that go the ebb and flow. They're
I
just
mean,
ebbing and
they
flowing
are a
pretty
lot.
right. It's like I can't think of the word that I want to use about the water. It's turbulent. The turbulent
It is.
waters. Right. And so just come through the turbulent waters. That's all. And you're gonna get to the other side. You can tell guilt. We don't have to be mad at guilt. Just like
No.
guilt, you know, you're okay. We don't need you today. You know, we don't need you. We just don't. You
You know what
know.
I was thinking about? I was thinking about when we talked to Hope about the what was it, immersion therapy? It's like I almost feel like I need to try something like that. Like
You
whatever
said
it is, like
immersion?
I think that's what she did. What was the type of therapy that she says she went through? I don't remember,
I
but
don't
it was.
remember. I like it though. I when and we can go back over, but I like what she was saying about that.
Yeah, it's like I feel like I might need to dip my toe in that water of let's get in this, feel it, so that way I can release it. Because it's like I feel like the guilt might be more than the sadness.
Because the guilt, one, the guilt is like saying to you, don't feel what you're feeling. It's the ultimate dismissiveness. It's like the little lady or a person coming, girl, you don't have to be sad. What you sad for? But it's a little meaner though, you know? And it's like, that's why I'm saying in your loving way, just escort guilt back out the door because guilt doesn't necessarily belong here right now. And it's given permission. So when we talk about zero fucks, right? Mm-hmm. We're giving, you can give yourself permission to give zero fucks to guilt.
Right.
Because no guilt, I don't really care what you have to say because I feel how I fucking feel.
Yeah.
And it will leave just like a wave. It comes and it goes. My waters are just a little turbulent now.
Right.
They're choppy.
Yeah, the frequency of the waves is coming a lot faster.
Right, right.
Science terms, the wavelength is very short.
Right.
These waves are like this right now. So
right, but they can't stay, is what I'm trying to
no.
say. They can't last. It's impossible. Nothing lasts. Not right. like that, right?
No.
And so if you will allow it, imagine that you allow it to run its course.
Mm-hmm.
What difference would that make for you if you just allow it to run its course?
I don't know, because I think I'm a little afraid of the damage from the waves.
Really? How so? Because guilt is not there, right? Like, imagine you just hold yourself,
yeah.
you know? If you're just there with you, even if you vest out and watch some funny shows or you did something to take care of you, because on this day, you don't have to be out trying to be in the turning of the compost and doing like, no, it's just mm-hmm. like a cold.
Yeah.
You're not going to be out doing the things that you would normally do. You're inside healing. This is just a healing time.
I think I would have to figure out what the healing thing is,
mm-hmm.
because something like that brings more guilt.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's a new practice. The
okay.
new practice is I'm actually working on myself without telling myself I need to be any other way.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. there's no need for the guilt to even come in because I'm here. Like, whatever, if the sadness is here, what would I do to, and we're only looking at a little bit better. So it could be music. You might want to just hear music. Or for the person who's going through the same thing, you might like poems. Mm-hmm. Or you might want to just look outside. You might not want to necessarily do anything, but you're looking outside at your garden or looking outside at your greenhouse might bring you just a little bit of happiness.
Yeah.
What do you think? Now you tell me, what can bring you just a little bit more joy?
I, at this moment, I don't know. See, because I start automatically thinking of shit I gotta do. So it's like, is accomplishing something going to give me joy, or is it going to just be a necessity? So I don't know. I don't mm-hmm. know if hearing something would make mm-hmm. me feel better. I don't know if seeing something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if just sitting. I don't know.
I hear. Okay. So let's look.
I'm okay, terrified to be like eating something, or I'm terrified of those things. Like things are. Fear is coming more so than if it would make me feel a little bit better. So I don't know.
And so tell me about that, because this is going to help somebody. Let me just tell you.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you today, Sylvia, this episode is going to help somebody.
I wish it would help me.
It is going to help you. What the hell? It's going to help you too. Shit. It's okay. Listen, it is really okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
What if all you needed to do, Sylvia, is care for you? Not having an agenda, not having a task.
Yeah.
You're just tending to you right now.
I don't even know what that looks like, Lori, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Dead for real, I don't know what that looks like to not have a checklist.
Mm-hmm.
I literally don't know what that looks like. I don't even know. Like, there are just lists upon lists upon lists of, like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's sticky notes everywhere
mm-hmm.
of, like, do this, get this done, finish this,
yeah.
you can do this, you
yeah.
know, everywhere.
Yeah. I get
so
it.
So to just exist or to just do shit is mm. foreign.
I hear you. Yeah.
And I apologize for everybody with me crying and sniffling in the microphone. I will try to edit this as much as I can.
Girl, please don't edit shit. This is raw because it's real. This is life. This is life. Okay?
Yeah.
We are all going through something. Okay? We all are going through something. I appreciate your vulnerability. I really do.
Yeah.
And I know that healing is on the other side. I believe that with everything in me. And sometimes, Sylvia, we just have to be. And we just have to love on ourselves. That's all we have.
Yeah.
And your body needs you. It might not need you to do anything but just chill the fuck out and love on you.
Yeah.
And if you could just imagine for a second, like, again, for a second, you perked up because you were talking about something that brought you joy.
Yeah.
I saw you. You know, and I saw it in your face. And I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
So if nothing else, it's just you thinking about feeling a little bit better.
Yeah. All right. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. I just have to think about it. Maybe while I'm doing whatever it is, but just thinking about, this is making me feel better. This is not making me feel better. This is making me feel, you know, whatever. But
where are you now?
I got stuff to figure out. Still a bit confused because it's so complex.
I hear you.
It is. I'm very grateful because it is reinforcing to hear somebody say that it's okay, or that I'm okay, or that healing is coming, or, you know, those things. Because it's like, I don't necessarily believe it right now.
I hear you.
So somebody else telling me that, you know what this feels like? You see those therapy commercials where the dude is this. Multiple people, but there's one where the guy is sitting there and his friend's like, what do you want? And he starts like saying, like, I want this and I want that. I want a job that I don't hate. And then the guy's like, no, what do you want to eat? like his friend is like, I'm gonna ask you about that shit. I just want to know, like, what do you want to eat? Like, that's how I feel. That's how I feel. It's like, I want all these things for myself, but it's hard to figure out, like, what it is or how to get it. And he also says, I just want somebody to tell me, like, this is how you do it, so that way, like, that burden is taken off. But it just is so funny because on the commercial his friend's like, no, what do you want to eat? And he's like, oh, my bad, I just want pad thai. That's how I feel right now. Like, I'm not saying my people have been like that with me. Like, I shout out to my friend who does not want to be on the show, and I laughingly, jokingly, lovingly call her Voldemort because she shall not be named. She called, I don't know what day it was, probably Wednesday. And she had just finished season one. And she was on to season two. So she was asking, is the happiness thing, like, really day to day? And I was like, shit, it's probably worse now. Like, it's hour by hour. And so she was asking, you know, like, how'd you get here? And, you know, everything. Like, shout out to her for even taking the time to ask me this stuff. Because I think I needed somebody to talk to, but I didn't know I needed to talk about that. And so, of course, you know, I had to take time out to cry because that's just what I do.
Right.
But, but it was interesting because I didn't realize that, like, I'm projecting this as much as I am. Even for you to say, like, you notice that when you asked about my birthday, that I just said it was okay. I don't realize that, because in my head, I'm like, faking it till I make it. Nobody can see this.
Right.
So I guess I'm not doing as good a job as I could of hiding this.
Well, I'm glad.
I am doing enough to, like, at least I can express it this time a little better.
Yeah. Right. And that's why I'm saying, we have to look for it. We have to look for better, right? Because if we don't look for better, we won't find it.
No.
Or like inviting guilt to leave. Like, who says shit like that? I'm gonna
Yeah.
invite guilt to leave.
I mean, but that's a, if that ain't a Loryism, like you've been on that for a long time, and even when you talked about your kids, when you're like, I'm inviting them to move out, like you are the distributor of invitations.
Exactly. And sometimes people accept invitations, sometimes they don't.
Right.
And so it has to start out really kind because then it becomes a little bit more forceful. But I don't ever want to get to that point, right?
Right.
So the invitation is always there. And so for you, this is the practice to really invite guilt to leave because guilt really doesn't have a place in your space right, not right now,
No.
right? Because if you're sad, you're fucking sad.
Yeah.
You're not gonna stay there. Like,
No.
because guess what? We can be happy sometimes, right?
Yeah.
And happiness fades too.
Yeah.
Now, some emotions can stay. Like, for instance, joy. Joy can always stay because all of them really are a choice, but some come in really hard and we don't realize how we got overtaken, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so
Shit. Yes.
you get
Yeah.
what I'm saying?
I
So,
get what you're saying.
and I will say, I'm curious to know, are you sadder today than you were around your birthday?
Shit. I don't know. I was not crying like this that day,
Mm-hmm.
so I'm gonna
Well,
say,
you remember how you said fake it till you make it and put on and
yeah,
shit? Okay.
yeah.
So imagine you didn't put on.
Oh, well then, yeah, no. Nah, I think I'm a little less sad than I was that day.
I can imagine that, right? And so this is the other thing. Sometimes we have these expectations of people and things, and when it doesn't pan out the way we imagine them in our head, this is a letdown.
It's the same as having it for myself, though. Like, I got certain expectations and certain things that I have. Like, okay, this is what we're gonna do. You know, like even my bingo board for the year, my goals for the year. It's like January is wrapping up, and I have not accomplished the January shit that I wanted to accomplish, which brings on the guilt of like, look at you half doing, look at you procrastinating. Like, it's like, shit, I'm fucking sad. Like,
Right. And that's the other thing, too. I'm glad you're sharing that with me. Decide to not pick on yourself.
Shit. Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because
Gonna take a lot of
there's,
practice.
I bet, right? Because when we have lists of things that we want to accomplish, but if we don't accomplish them, we're not bad people. We're
Yeah.
not lazy people. We're not like, no. These are names that we've been taught to call ourselves over the years.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, imagine if we didn't judge ourselves for not accomplishing certain goals.
Yeah. I
And
remember
there, yeah.
the people I used to deal with last year, the one thing I took away from them that I really did appreciate is they cared about resting. They gave a fuck about taking a nap. They gave a fuck about like I remember for like a month it was on some like we are abolishing deadlines. I let that shit go. And that rest was resistance, and that understanding, like, take a fucking break when you need a break. I appreciate that part, and I understand it. I gotta figure out what my break looks like, what my rest looks like, because just because I feel like the shit that I do every day isn't that big of a deal or isn't that difficult. I know that to someone else, if I was like, all right, get up at 7 and go outside and make sure those plants are all right, somebody else would look at that and be like, no, fuck no.
Well, you looking at her. Just let me let you know.
Your garden is on top of your counter in your kitchen. I got you.
It,
I got you.
exactly. And I'm going to even tell you this morning, we walk every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And it started out, we out there, we get up at 7, 7:15 and shit. And I told him last night, I said, listen, if I don't get into bed before 12, I ain't getting up. And right. I told him, I said, now why we got to get up at 7? Can we get up at 8? Lori, no, don't change. And I'm listening to you talking about you get up at 7. Like,
yeah,
literally, I'm thinking about 7.
In the summertime? In the summertime? Like, if there are things in the greenhouse right now. I've already started because I follow the Farmer's Almanac now. So there are things already in under the grow lights already ready that have to be monitored, that have to be watered. You know, I just planted them 8 pots of aloe. That's got to be monitored because they might get frazzled, and some of them are frazzled. So this stuff is like, I got to look at that stuff every day.
I see.
And it's on a timer. If I'm not getting out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to mess up something. So,
I hear you.
And in the summer, no, it's worse.
Oh my goodness. Well, even with that though, I think sometimes, and again, you remind me so much of Tori, it's like you give yourself reasons to be annoyed with yourself when things don't go right. And I'm saying you don't have to, because it's not that fucking deep. I'm so serious.
And you know what? We got to wrap this up, but let me tell you something. I'm constantly, none of the people in my circle are doctors. Mm-hmm. Everybody got a regular job. They do regular shit. And everybody's job always seems so stressful to me. And I'm like, y'all are not curing cancer. I always tell them that. I never say that shit to myself, though.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say.
To myself, like, nothing that I'm doing is going to cure fucking cancer. It's not going to cure COVID. It's not going to cure nothing. Like,
and I'm
telling
you,
food.
Right. And your energy, Sylvia, transfers. So if you're around your beautiful plants with nervous energy, you're giving it to them.
It's gonna fuck up. Yeah.
Well, not fuck up. It's just gonna. We're talking about invitation. You're inviting them to be nervous too.
Yeah.
You don't have to frazzle your plants, and you don't have to be frazzled yourself.
No.
Chill. Skate walk out there in that bitch and do what you. What you do. Like, seriously. And that's why I mention music so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because music can calm you. And I think you like music, too.
Yeah, I do. And Drew asked me about this also. He asked me about, because when he did the episode with us, he has, like, specific songs that he brings himself back to. And, like, it'll level him back out. And he was asking me, like, what's your song? And I was like, no idea.
Okay, so.
Which is crazy. Maybe it's something I need to sit down and do, though.
It's not crazy. It's just now you have something to do. And it could be that you play some music out there with your plants.
Yeah.
Something, maybe some Beethoven or some type of 432 frequency or something to relax the whole atmosphere and you too. So you can know. I love the fact that you said you learned something from the situation last year of taking a nap. But I found out too that naps help you focus.
Yeah.
Like when you take a nap during lunch or, you know, your lunchtime or people at work, you know, just stealing away just for a second to refocus.
Yeah.
You know, realign yourself to where you want to be.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what I'm saying for you, Sylvia. Just decide that you can realign yourself to where you want to be.
Yeah. I think where I have resistance in you saying things like that is the word just.
Okay. Okay. Well, take that out.
Because it sounds so simple at that point that I should just be able to do whatever. And it's like, if I could, I would.
Okay.
I get what you're saying. I appreciate what you're saying.
Okay. Well, what would work though?
I realize that like that word gives me resistance for some reason.
I hear you. So let's take that word out, right?
Right.
And what would be okay to put in this place?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. Say what you said without saying the word just. Yeah.
Okay. Realign yourself. A little bit by little bit.
Yeah.
Without guilt.
It's different when you say without just. It is different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that becomes... it becomes more possible.
Nice.
Just sounds like it's not possible for me.
I hear you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Okay, so let's look at the scale before we close, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 10 is feeling better than you felt in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And 0 is the opposite. You said you were a 2 earlier, almost a 3 or right around a 3.
Yeah.
So some of the things we talked about, where are you now?
Five.
Okay.
I could go either way.
Okay. How did you get there, though?
Just, like you said, little by little, piece by mm-hmm. piece. Kind of pulling on the thread and straightening it out, you know, like science terms. I'm decreasing the frequency of these waves as we talk. So they're spreading okay. out now. So there's nice. Still a lot of them, but they're not like right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving a little bit more space to them. So it's like a decompression to be able to say these things out loud.
Nice. And tell me what difference it makes to be able to spread those out, even though they're still there, and that's mm-hmm. fine, but you don't have them right up on each other. What difference is that making for you?
I can recover.
Right.
You know, because if they're just coming, mm-hmm. just hitting you in the face.
Right.
There's almost can't recovery
breathe, feeling like waterboarding.
Right. Exactly. So this it's like a recovery is there. It's given enough space to like take a deep breath before you go back under.
Right.
So yeah, it's I still don't have the answers. It's still a complex situation, but it's enough space in there to be like, okay, it's possible to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
When we started, I didn't know what I was just, you know, spinning right. at that point.
Right.
So I feel a little bit better. And thanks for letting me get this out.
I'm so happy.
I'm you matter, that Sylvia. Let you record that. I let you talk me into recording this.
Well, the thing about it is, one, I knew you could feel better. Number one,
yeah.
And number two, I believe that somebody needed to hear this. And no, yeah. this is not what we normally do. Right, we ain't over here having no damn session and shit like that. Even though that's what I do, you know.
Yes.
But our episode is not so much about that. But I do want people to recognize sometimes we feel down.
Yeah.
And we can't explain it and we beat ourselves up about it.
Yes.
And I'm saying just for a second, if you can invite the heckler in you or the judge in you to back the hell back just for a second and just let us feel what we feel, we're going to feel better.
Yeah.
Because there's a tendency within us, a urging within us to feel better.
Yeah.
We ultimately want to feel better. I know you do.
Yes. Absolutely.
And so we have to give ourselves enough space to do that. And there are tools. Music is a great tool. Relaxation is a tool. Going for a walk is a tool. Breathing deeply to let your stomach expand and then breathe back out and let it close back in. And so we need to do that more and more so that we can know that we can feel better.
Right.
And if a situation is to where you feel hopeless, call someone.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say do this by yourself. You
right.
might need to call someone.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Thank you to anyone.
My pleasure.
I do hope that if these boohoo tears help you, I hope they help you because they are very real. This is a very real situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think better is possible.
Exactly.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson. And you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music, Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok @whatsbeenbetterpodcast.
Thanks for listening.